Blog Talk Radio.
Bright, 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 bright
the show, everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams. And, of course, we are talking about Donald Trump and the Mar-a-Lago raid that happened earlier this week. As everybody knows, that Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, was raided by the FBI. And they had found multiple documents, apparently. And so these documents had to be turned over to the FBI. And of course, Donald Trump did comply with that by turning over all of the classified documents to the FBI. Now, a lot of people are speculating what is in those documents and what's the importance of them, right? Because for them to raid the home of a former president of the United States is the important part here that we need to be focusing on. So if they raided the house of an ex-president, then it must be serious, right? Because they just don't do that. And believe it or not, but this is the only president has had their home raided by the FBI due to these unforeseen circumstances, where it is truly the issue of, you know, him having these documents. Now, people are speculating that those documents contain, or allegedly contain, I should say, nuclear information about nuclear warheads and nuclear documents. And if that's the case, then he is definitely having some issues here by containing classified information pertaining to nuclear warheads. I mean, that's very important here, not only for the United States, but they're saying allegedly that he has it for other countries as well. Now, as a president, you know, you once you leave office, you know, some presidents take, you know, some kind of items with them or whatever, and that is normal. But to take classified information that is really pertaining to the people of the United States of America, documents that are classified through which could be a threat towards our national security and so forth. And but Donald Trump has totally taken these documents, apparently, and so that he had to turn them over. Everybody probably has been watching this. They probably have seen this. Now, what's funny is the Donald Trump supporters, the Trump nuts out there, have really gotten crazy with this, and they've all, you know, they've been posting these comments on social media pertaining to that, you know, the FBI should be defunded and the police should be defunded. And the funny thing is even though they say that the police and the FBI should be defunded, they are the same people who, right before the election, were claiming that the Democrats wanted to defund the police. I mean, they were saying that the Democrats wanted to defund the police, that the Democrats wanted to take away all the law enforcement officers out there. But the problem is, it's the Donald Trump supporters. Again, this is a clear way of showing that when a Trump supporter doesn't get what they want their way, then it is fake news, it is fraudulent information, and that it is something that is going against Donald Trump, and so therefore it has to be something to do with the Democrats. And that it is okay if they have these, you know, so if it's okay for Donald Trump, it's all right and everything's fine. But if somebody else does it, another president, let's say Joe Biden, for example, had these documents, right? I just want you to think about that for a minute. Let's just pretend that Joe Biden had these documents, did the exact same thing. And you know, he had these in his home. I can guarantee you that, Trump supporters out there would definitely be all over social media saying this is actually the right thing for the FBI to do, and what they did is justified and so forth. But when it comes to Donald Trump, then it is not okay if he is investigated, because obviously in their brains, in their corrupt brains, and I want to say that these Trump supporters have corrupt brains, but in their brains, they feel that it's okay. Whatever Donald Trump does, it's okay. That Donald Trump does no wrong. That Donald Trump is like a god to them. And that's what they believe. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff because you think about it. I mean, this is almost the same as people who worship what's known as the Antichrist, right? Because that's what people believe, that this will be somebody they worship and listen to and follow and do whatever this person says. And it's going to be everything that's going to go against God and everything else. And, of course, the Antichrist will say that he is part of God, that he's part of Jesus, and, you know, that he is equal to them. The funny thing is Donald Trump actually does this by putting this into play. So when I think about this stuff, I think there is a lot of scary stuff when it comes to Trump supporters. This is really crazy because it's like they have like a different, like their brains are just like not added up properly. And it makes me wonder, you know, what the hell is wrong with these people? I mean, Trump supporters are getting to the point where they're very scary as far as having any kind of intelligence whatsoever. And they don't have really much intelligence. That's why they choose a man that they believe will give them that intelligence, you know. And, of course, he has no intelligence. So, but the truth of the matter is anybody, the person who hates Trump supporters the most, believe it or not, is Donald Trump himself. Donald Trump hates his own supporters. And these brainwashed idiots don't even know that. They have no clue that Donald Trump truly hates them. I mean, that's how stupid they are. But anyway, I mean, they think that, well, and again, they think that Donald Trump cares so much about them, that he is there for them and take care of them and give them all kinds of stuff and taking, you know, Donald Trump is in it for himself. He was never in it for the American people. And what really bothers me is that this man held or was holding classified information that was pertaining to the national security of our country. And for him to hold documents that is a national security threat to our country is very serious and is really a treasonous act. You know, even Garland, you know, Director Garland said that he believes that, you know, this is like the Espionage Act that he has violated. Now, the Espionage Act, which, by the way, people who don't know what that is, there was an act that was in place, and it was called the Espionage Act. And it was something that was put together, I would say, probably what? Probably about World War I, I believe, from what I remember. So here's what I'll do. I'll just read it to you. So the Espionage Act of 1917, there you go. The Espionage Act of 1917 is a United States federal law. It enacted on June 15th, 1917, shortly after the United States entered World War I. It has been amended numerous times over the years, but it originally founded the Title 50 of the U.S. Code, but is now found under Title 18. The Act also created criminal penalties for anyone obstructing enlistment in the armed forces or causing insubordination of disloyalty in military or naval forces. Now, this is something because a president of the United States has acted as a commander-in-chief. So he's a commander of our armed forces, and that's where he will be charged with this Espionage Act, and he will have to pay the price. Unfortunately, Donald Trump did something very illegal, and not only that it's very illegal, but it's a very serious criminal act to our country. And the Trumplicans out there need to pay attention to that, that it is important to know that this is something serious. It's not something you just turn your heads on and say, well, okay, he had documents, who the hell cares? It is a serious indication that this man had classified information that he basically stole from the United States of America. What did he, you know, the question is, why did he have these documents? What was the purpose of having these documents of nuclear, allegedly nuclear material, if that's what it is? Because that's some serious shit right there, guys. I worry that Donald Trump is about to cause a civil war, and it is coming to that point. For anybody who doesn't believe that, you need to really be paying attention to that. Donald Trump is about to cause clearly a civil war in the United States of America. He wants Trump people to fight back against each other. He wants them to fight against the Democrats. He wants them to rise up against people who don't support him. And that's what he wants. And that's what's coming, a civil war in the United States of America. And that civil war will happen to the point that we have a serious situation here on hand. Now, if anybody doesn't believe that, well, take a look at the facts. I mean, look at what's happening with the Donald Trump supporters. They have initiated themselves like a gang. They have initiated themselves like a no different than a terrorist group over like ISIS or one of those groups. And the funny thing is, they even acted upon insurrecting, which Donald Trump incited a domestic terrorist attack to our country on January 6th. So there you have Donald Trump committing an act of domestic terrorist incitement to his people to commit this act and have them attack our Capitol, the United States Capitol building, which is no different than any other person who was going to attack a government building, for example. It would be no different than if ISIS came over here and jumped in the building and started rummaging through the United States Capitol and doing what they did. Like if they, so example is if that was ISIS that was running through the building, doing what they were doing, and let's say Donald Trump was president in that office, which he was at the time, but let's just say that this was reversed. It was a positive thing for Donald Trump, and then all of a sudden ISIS went through the building. This would be a form of terrorist attacks upon our country. Well, that's the same thing in reverse of Donald Trump supporters attacking the U.S. Capitol building, and it's no different. That's what they call domestic terrorist attacks. It is from within our own homeland of a terrorist attack. And that's what you have to understand. Donald Trump incited this shit. And if you think about it, it's no different than what Charles Manson did when he incited his followers to go and kill for him. And, you know, he did the same thing. He didn't commit the act himself. You know, Charles Manson didn't commit the act himself, but he incited it. He pushed his followers to do it. And they murdered in his name and his belief. And so with that said, it's no different than what Donald Trump did on January 6th by inciting it, but not doing it himself. And I think people out there don't realize that. I really, truly think that people don't realize that. But that's what we're dealing with here. That is exactly what we are dealing with. A psychotic man who is going to try to run again in 2024, I truly hope for our country's sake that he cannot run in 2024. I hope that they strip him of all powers of running any kind of government office. I hope that he goes to jail for what he's done. Because the man committed a federal crime against our country, not only what he did with January 6th, but what he did with this classified information from the FBI and from our country. He should have to pay the price. He is no different than you and I as a citizen. That is what he is. And honestly, when he swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States, the man broke his promise. He broke his sworn duty. And honestly, he broke all the entitlements of it. No different than if a police officer out there breaks the law that they are sworn to protect and serve. It's no different if they have what's called dereliction of duty, by the way, is the same type of incident is dereliction of duty of the President of the United States. Really bothers me to think how stupid people don't know what Donald Trump is really truly about. He is not in it for any human being out here. He's not for the American people, guys. He is not for the American people. He is for himself. And as soon as you realize that, the better off you will be if you were to use some sort of intelligence to know this. The man is in it for himself. He doesn't give two shits about you and your family. Now, he may perceive to the effects that you know, it makes it look like he does care. And that's why people follow him, because he has brainwashed him. I mean, this man has brainwashed a lot of Trump supporters, and now they're pretty screwed up right now. Unfortunately, these people are really, truly brainwashed on this man. And it's scary. It really is. And that's why we're leading to a civil war that's coming down the line. But the Mar-a-Lago raid, I agree. I think it should have been, you know, it was, I think it was handled just perfectly. I think they went through and they did what they had to do. I believe that they found information that I believe Trump might be in some serious shit over. And I think that it's going to get worse for Donald Trump before it gets better. And I truly believe that somebody that he knows that's very close to him turned his ass in by having those documents. And I'm glad they did, because they are a true patriot for turning his ass in. All right, so here's what they said about the FBI raid. I just want you to hear a little bit of this audio excerpt.
When federal agents entered former President Trump's Florida home with that search and seize warrant on Monday, the backlash was almost instantaneous. Trump supporters gathering near Mar-a-Lago, furious, with calls to defund the FBI. Some of the former president's Republican allies in Congress also lashing out. All of it fueling concerns of more violence, with more Americans than you might think grimly bracing for the unthinkable, they say. A kind of civil war. The questions now going beyond how we got so broken to what happens from here. NBC's Vaughn Hilliard has our Sunday Focus.
FBI agents searching Mar-a-Lago this week, former President Trump's beloved Florida estate, what he called the Southern White House.
For the first time in American history, the FBI has conducted a search at the home of a former president of the United States.
The outrage in the wake of the search was swift.
This is going to absolutely enrage the country.
The way our federal government has gone, it's like what we thought about the Gestapo and people like that, that they just go after people.
Days later,
male subject attempted to gain entry into the FBI field office.
An armed man tried to break into an FBI office in Cincinnati, Ohio, with an AR-15 in hand. America is struggling with anger and discontent.
Our biggest threat remains the sick, sinister, and evil people from within our country.
Key institutions under fire, both on the left.
It feels like a betrayal. It feels like my country doesn't love me.
And on the right, especially in the wake of the Mar-a-Lago search.
This country was stolen to a bunch of fascists.
Ben Collins tracks online hate and domestic extremism for NBC News. He says some Trump supporters are ready to take up arms.
They're constantly saying they're waiting for the word go from somebody like Donald Trump. These people see their country slipping away, they believe, and they think they have no choice but to act.
Similar threats emerged in the days ahead of January 6th.
Why do the politically aggrieved turn to violence?
There's this view that, well, take up your guns. I mean, we're seeing this online, that this is the last resort. You are losing your country. These are the types of phrases we see again and again and again online, and then echoed either explicitly or implicitly by political leaders.
A survey released just last month, stunning, finding that half of all Americans expect a civil war in the next few years. The president who helped hold America together during the last Civil War, Abraham Lincoln, famously warned that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Presidential historian Michael Beschloss fears a different sort of conflict ahead on America's streets.
I don't think we're going to see two sections of the country fighting one another with armies, but what we might see is something else, and that is outbreaks of violence against federal installations like the FBI and other federal institutions that mount and mount so that there is violence in the streets.
How does America reverse course?
Americans must see that violence and division are something that is outside the American tradition and will not make anyone's life better. But the lesson of American history is that we have always gotten through moments like this, and Americans have come back together again.
A government of the people, by the people, for the people, now suspect to many of its people.
Vaughn is joining us now live this morning. And Vaughn, based on your reporting, what are the ramifications of this kind of escalation of violent talk?
Right. I mean, it's the metastasizing of political resentment, Hallie. Years in the making. Just take this man in Cincinnati who attacked the FBI. He was at the U.S. Capitol complex on January 6th. And then this week, after the execution of that Mar-a-Lago search warrant, he said that, quote, we cannot tolerate this one, and said to be ready for combat. You saw then what happened this week when he attacked that FBI headquarters. This is a situation in which we have not seen this level of talk of political violence on the far right elements of the internet since those weeks after the 2020 election, Hallie. And when you're hearing...
Hi, I want to talk about the warrant served to Donald Trump and the subsequent search of his home in Florida. Now, the FBI serves search warrants on homes throughout the country every single day. Warrants are needed when law enforcement has to move quickly on a criminal investigation because they're concerned that sensitive materials might be in danger of being moved or concealed or destroyed. A search warrant does not necessarily indicate an accusation of a crime or the subject's guilt, but it does indicate a sense of urgency because it's only used when law enforcement can prove that a subpoena or a summons or a request won't work. The Justice Department and the FBI don't have the authority to act on their own. They have to get a federal judge or magistrate to approve their request. And because of the Fourth Amendment against unlawful search and seizure, they have to be very specific and convincing so that A, they can get that warrant, and B, any evidence discovered is not deemed inadmissible later in court. A search warrant must meet a very specific checklist of requirements before a judge can sign off on the decision to invade someone's home. The FBI can't just show up at your property. They have to convince a judge that they have probable cause that a crime has or is occurring. And legal experts have been very clear that not even the most liberal judge in the world would allow them to search the private residence of a former president without airtight, smoking gun, bulletproof evidence, knowing how political this search would be. In fact, the Justice Department did everything they could to keep it quiet. They published nothing. They leaked nothing. They even had their agents dressed like fellow Mar-a-Lago members so they wouldn't stand out in their FBI jackets. The only reason we know about it is because Donald Trump himself told everyone. Remember, this warrant has nothing to do with January 6th, with the big lie, with Trump's attempt to stay in power after losing the election. It has nothing to do with blackmailing Ukraine or Russian interference or tax evasion. This warrant has to do with the Presidential Records Act, enacted in 1978 after the Watergate scandal, that requires the preservation of White House documents as property of the U.S. government. In common speak, when you're the president, everything is recorded, saved, and belongs to the country. You can't just take things from the White House and not give them back. The warrant cited three things to justify the search. One, obstruction of justice. Two, the possible mishandling of government records. And three, and most importantly, the Espionage Act, Title 18 of the United States Code, Section 793, which says it's illegal to be in possession of national security information that could harm the United States or aid a foreign adversary. So in layman's terms, treason. What got the Rosenbergs executed in 1953? So let's be clear. This isn't about planted evidence because the FBI would have no access to top secret national security information to plant in the first place. It's not about things being classified or declassified because if it can hurt the U.S., it can't be in the wrong hands, no matter its classification. And it's certainly not about keeping mementos because top secret information is not the same as having Shaq shoes in your office. And it is certainly not Banana Republic behavior because this is by the book law and order stuff. Trump took things he wasn't supposed to, and when he was asked to give them back, he didn't do it. It's shady, it's deliberate, and the question is, why did he do it? Because he definitely did it. And to get that warrant signed is almost definitely criminal.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Sorry about that. We were having some technical difficulties there. And then all of a sudden, we went into silent mode there for a minute. But anyway, we were talking about the Mar-a-Lago raid. So I was glad that we kind of got through this part of it. Now, I do believe that we'll find some other things happen with Donald Trump down the line. I feel that he's going to be charged with a crime, and he's probably going to go to prison, and a lot of other people around him who are going to probably face that same criminal acts because he did commit crimes. The Republican Party, there are public politicians in the Republican Party who have committed crimes, including the January 6th crimes. And these people are still acting as Congress people. They need to be put to the stake at this, and they need to pay the price for what they did by helping to incite a domestic terrorist attack on our country. We have never seen anything like that since 9/11. And that's exactly what it is. It is exactly what it is, people. I mean, Trump supporters are really fucking stupid. I'm sorry, but they really are. They have no brains. I mean, that's the problem with them. They don't have no brains. They've lost their intelligence when they started to support this man. And now they believe that there's nobody that can do any wrong. Well, they believe that Donald Trump can't do any wrong, but anybody else is going to be liars. If you go against Donald Trump, it's fake news. That's how fucking stupid these people are. Running around with their Let's Go Brandon stickers and Let's Go Brandon flags. I mean, this is how fucking dumb they are. They still act like children that have committed. I mean, it's so stupid. And then they put these stickers on the gas pump saying, I did that, showing a picture of Joe Biden pointing at the gas prices. But the funny thing is they're ripping these damn things off now that the gas prices are going down. So, you know, they don't want people to see that, because if they show people, you know, with gas prices, stickers showing that the prices are going down, that's not going to look good for Donald Trump supporters. You know what I mean? So that's how damn dumb they are. I'm sorry, but that's how stupid these people are. Crazy enough, right? All right, so we're going to get into the news, and I would like to talk about a little bit about the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is very important to me that people don't realize that when it comes to the Second Amendment, you know, I've had people tell me, you know, people will tell me that the Second Amendment is like one of the most important issues to them in America. We are so dumbfounded about a gun, okay? Everybody has to have a gun. It has become the topic of the issue that everybody feels that they have to have a gun in their house. It's not about just supporting to make sure that they're, you know, taking care of their family and somebody breaking their home and security-wise. This is about that they're afraid the United States government is going to take over their homes. And again, this is where you get brainwashed people. These are brainwashed people. They're saying that the United States government's going to take over their home because they get on these conspiracy shows like Alex Jones and all these other idiots who pump up these people saying, get ready for the end of the world. Get ready for the government to come in and take over your homes, because they're coming. And that's what they do. They rile up the people to make them think that there's something coming into their home. Somebody's, you know, the evil man's coming to get your home. I mean, that's what they think. I mean, in a world where the government comes into your home, one idiot known as a Trump supporter has to have their assault weapons because they are scared, hiding in their rooms with canned food, MREs, and everything else. These people are scared to death of what? Anything. And that's where the movie comes now to play, that these idiots of the Trump supporters, now losing their fucking minds, have realized that they are just fucking crazy. This is what happens in your world, coming to a theater near you. Yeah, that's what it is. Trump supporters. Trump supporters. Can you believe that? Yeah. Well, the Second Amendment, to me, is an important issue. I'm going to tell you about the Second Amendment. First and foremost, guns. I believe people should own guns. Okay. I'm a Democrat, and I believe that people should own guns. I own a gun myself. I can tell you right now, I have a Glock 45. It's right here next to me. And I have the gun for purposes of, you know, protecting my home. Am I afraid that the United States government's going to come into my home? Fuck no. Do I need an assault weapon to protect my home? Fuck no. If I can't use my Glock to protect my family from some guy breaking into my home, then there's an issue with how I can handle a gun. It's either A, I'm a bad shot, Or I feel like that I need like 50,000 rounds to take one person out because I'm that scared. And I'm a little child that I am that scared. I'm afraid of the boogeyman, you know. So that's what I'm saying. I don't need all that shit. As a matter of fact, I even own a Derringer. Does anybody know what that is? Well, a Derringer has one shot. This is a one-shot pistol. Has one bullet in it, and that's all you need. It's one shot. I can get that person with one shot. I guarantee you that. Yeah, I might have to be at close range or whatever, but I'm going to use it if I'm in a serious situation to protect my home. But I'm not afraid of the boogeyman, or I need 50,000 rounds to protect my family. I just don't need that much. You know why? Because I am a good shot. And I'm not afraid because I know that I can protect my family. But apparently these people are afraid they cannot protect their family, so they have to have an assault weapon. Assault weapons are not important for people to have. You can't go deer hunting with an assault. Well, you can. You can use an assault weapon, but you're going to fill that fucking deer with thousands of rounds of lead, and you're going to be picking that shit out when you go to skin the deer. There was a guy who came on our show a week ago who said he uses his gun, his assault gun. He has an AR-15 to go fucking squirrel hunting. I'm like, squirrel hunting? So you're shooting squirrels with an AR-15, and you – I mean, I'm like, does this guy – this guy has to be a bad shot. I mean, I can use a fucking wheel gun, a revolver, to take one of those squirrels out. That's how silly people are. They're that damn dumb. And it's not about having a gun for protection or going deer hunting. It's about people who are outright scared because somebody has brainwashed them into believing that somebody's going to come take all their shit away from them, and now they're scared. And they're scared shitless because of these conspiracy shows out there, these TV shows, radio shows, podcasts. Alex Jones, for example, is one of those big old, you know, chicken shit people that go out and spread lies upon lies. That's why he's paying, you know, $84 million to Sandy Hook survivors, because he lies. So that's another issue. And then you have QAnon shit. People out there supporting QAnon, thinking QAnon is the right information. This is some fat ass sitting in his computer making up shit and saying that it's real. And people are believing it. Trump supporters are, for a fact. And they are brainwashed in believing this shit. This is how stupid, again, they are. And then they start, you know, doing the fear-mongering. And the funny thing is that it used to be the government that used to do fear-mongering against people, right, because they would do it with 9/11 and so forth. And I believe that. I believe the government does fear-mongering. But now it's turned around to be this QAnon bullshit. And now QAnon is now fear-mongering their base or supporters. And now they're scared and they have to carry their guns. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Assault weapons, AR-15s, all that kind of shit, they need to either A, be banned, or they need a serious stipulation on carrying those guns. For example, I think they should have a long waiting list for them. I think they have to go through a serious background check. They have to go through a serious training course on it. They have to have some kind of ex-military or law enforcement experience to hold those guns. I believe that's what those people should have. And there should not be anybody else that has those weapons. Only law enforcement and military. You know, I don't think some little average Joe citizen out there should be carrying an assault weapon. There's no reason for them to have it. I don't know. Do you agree? Do you agree with me? I mean, how many people out there truly agree with me that they know that this is not a right thing to have? I mean, if you can't use a regular gun, you know, a Glock, a Smith & Wesson, you know, even a 19 can do it, right? Now, you don't need a fucking assault weapon or AR-15. You don't need it. I mean, that's how stupid people are. They're that scared of these of this shit. It's that crazy out here. America has lost their fucking minds. They have become cowards. A lot of Americans, Trump supporters especially, have become cowards. They're scared. They don't believe that the government is out there. Here's what they don't believe. They don't believe, they believe that the government is out to get them. They believe that Donald Trump is the only person who is the right person who knows what to do. That he is the one who goes against the government and goes against everything and does whatever, you know, if he tells people to do it, they'll do it for him. People, that's what's known as a dictator. And that's what Donald Trump is. He's a dictator. And you need guns? You're fucking crazy. You don't need assault weapons. I don't think that it's an issue that you carry a weapon, like a weapon in general. But an AR-15, come on. Let's learn to grow up. Maybe Americans need to do that. Grow a fucking tailbone and quit being pussies. I truly believe the bigger the gun that somebody has to have, the smaller their dick is. I mean, that's what I truly believe. But we have to grow up in this society. We have to grow up. We have to learn that we need to work together. We have to grow with each other and love one another. That's what's important here. But we've lost that. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into the Second Amendment rights, and then we're going to get into some other news. So stick around. I'm Jerry Williams. This is The Politic Show. Paula is off tonight, but we will be back here Sunday at 11, or I'm sorry, Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be right back. All right, we're back, and so that was Down with the Sickness. I had to play something like, you know, have a little music to it. But anyway, getting back to the show, so, you know, one of the things that we're going to bring up here is the historical defeat for Liz Cheney in Wyoming. She lost to a Trump-supported backed Harriet, I think it was her name, Hegman, and, of course, she lost to this woman. Now, what does this mean? This means that it is the end of the Republican Party. The Republican Party, as we know it, the Republican Party of Abraham Lincoln is over. You know, they have lost the truth of what the real American, the Republican Party is all about. This is why I left the Republican Party, because they are not the same as what they used to be. As a matter of fact, it turned into the Trump Republican Party. And, you know, once again, what's going to happen when Trump is said and gone? Because he's going to go away. You know, people are going to be like, well, Trump is gone. What do we do now? What do we do now? Well, the Republican Party has lost everything that they even, you know, mean for. And the values of the Republican Party. I mean, we've seen it slipping away when Donald Trump came into the picture, and now it has totally been so disbarred that these idiots out there in Wyoming elected an idiot for their candidate. Now, I truly hope that the Democrat that's running in Wyoming beats the shit out of her, because that's what's important here, getting Democrats in the office of these seats, because if we get more Democrats in the seats, we'll have stuff passed. I mean, you got to think that the Republicans have voted against so much stuff past months. Yes, the Republicans have voted to turn down and block lower price insulin. By the way, people out there would have actually only had to pay $35 for insulin. You would have only had to pay $35 out of pocket for insulin. And the Republican Party has blocked it. They blocked that. They didn't want it to pass. And then, you know, this is where people are like, well, we love the Republicans. We love those people out there. Well, they blocked you from having $35 insulin that you can't afford. I want you to think about that. And then think about what they did with the vets, with the veteran bill. Our VA, you know, benefits for our vets and for higher pay for the vets was taken away. They blew it out of the water. And they said, no, we're not going to do it because we're not going to support the veterans. And so they didn't support the veterans. So what happened is the veterans bill got blocked by the Republicans. If you don't believe me, look it up yourselves. You can see what happened. The Republican Party blocked any kind of benefits for our vets and for lower insulin. And if you really want these people in office, think about that. Do you think they're really there to help you? Hell no. They don't want to help you. They want you to pay full price of everything. They want you to be on their level of wealthiness. And that's what the Republicans support, wealthy people. I mean, that's how stupid people are. They think that they're there for them, who are lower class or middle class people. And until you realize that you're not going to attempt to grow any kind of brains at that point, because that's where the problem lies. So Liz Cheney losing is a defeat, and it's sad, yes. But honestly, she's going to run for president, and I'm glad. And she will run as an independent president for independent ticket for president, and guess what will happen? That will take away votes for Donald Trump if he runs, and that will help the Democrats win. So I'm all for her running as an independent against Donald Trump if he runs. I mean, whoever's going to run for the Republican Party is going to be fucked because she's going to run as an independent, and that's going to take away votes from them. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that. So all you did, people in Wyoming, is made Liz Cheney stronger. All you did was give her a way to eliminate the president's position of trying to run as a Republican. I want you to remember that. Now, the show is about ready to end. I want to thank everybody for tuning in for this brief show. And I'm going to leave you with a Second Amendment audio clip, okay? It's going to be a thing about the Second Amendment. I want you to listen to it. I want you to pay attention to it and understand what the Second Amendment is really about. And make sure you join us this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where Paul and myself will be back to do the show. So until then, God bless you. God bless America. We love each and every one of you. Take care. And remember to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. All right, everybody. Take care. And I'm going to leave you with this Second Amendment audio clip. So take a listen to it, everybody, and learn about the truth. Because guess what? A civil war is coming. Let's get prepared for the idiots of the Trump supporters.
Goodbye. Guns. It's one of the most divisive issues in America today, and the stakes are incredibly high.
One of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas.
Even though I've lived in New York for 7 years, a place that's pretty hostile toward guns, I actually grew up duck hunting in Arkansas and have owned a gun most of my life. I really do understand both sides of this debate. But here's the interesting thing. We may not even have had a personal right to own a gun until 2008. This is Think Again with me, Andrew Stern, where I take you every step of the way as I dig into compelling, complex, or controversial topics that make us wonder, do we need to think again? As with basically anything that has to do with laws or rights in this country, it all comes down to language. So let's take a look at the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. If we set aside the moral issue and just focus on the legal question of whether or not we have a personal right to own a gun, there's really two main things that people disagree on. One, was this first part, commonly called the Militia Clause, designed to limit gun ownership only to people who are actively serving in the militia, which today would be the National Guard? And two, what does keep and bear arms actually mean? Or more specifically, what did it mean in 1791 when the amendment was written? Because that second question has gotten a lot more heated in the last year or so, if you can believe it, because of this weird-sounding field of research called corpus linguistics, which we'll get into in a bit. Anyway, while today we might think the Second Amendment protects our personal right to own a gun, a lot of experts would tell you that wasn't the case for most of U.S. history. For basically 200 years, the Second Amendment was commonly understood to link gun ownership to militia service. And that understanding wasn't even really challenged at the Supreme Court until the eve of World War II. In 1939, two bank robbers in my home state of Arkansas tried to claim they had a Second Amendment right to own a sawed-off shotgun. A unanimous Supreme Court said, nice try. There's no way you can link a sawed-off shotgun to militia service, so the government can make that particular gun illegal if it wants to.
So almost 150 years after the Second Amendment was ratified, this ruling kind of confirmed the common understanding of it. The government didn't have to regulate or prohibit firearm ownership, but it could if it wanted to, because the right was pretty well understood to be tied to some sort of militia service. And this interpretation held for another 50 years or so.
There was no mention of personal self-defense at all in the Constitution, in the Second Amendment. It was basically understood to mean the carrying arms in the context of some kind of military service.
So how did we go from a common understanding of the Second Amendment that linked gun ownership to the militia, to where we are today? Because the Supreme Court case that actually changed all of this didn't even happen until 2008. But by the time we got there, most Americans already thought the right was personal, not militia-based. And for that, you can mostly thank the NRA. From the late 1960s to today, the NRA went on the offensive in ads, in speeches, in TV appearances, pushing the narrative that you have a Second Amendment right to own a gun, and the government's trying to take it away from you.
Their goal is to eliminate the Second Amendment and our firearms freedoms so they can eradicate all individual freedoms.
All right, so our timeline is all over the place by this point. We have the Constitution, a Supreme Court case in 1939, the NRA from the 60s to today, another court case in 2008. Yet somehow I can't even explain how we ended up with a personal right to own guns without going back to 2003. Because that's when these guys decided it was time to take on the militia clause and prove, once and for all, that it did not limit your personal right to own a gun.
The three of us litigated the Heller versus District of Columbia case.
The three being Clark Neely, Alan Gura, and Bob Levy. Bob is the chairman of the most influential libertarian think tank in the country,